CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to this suds segment where we don't just sit around and drink beer all the time. I mean, sometimes we have to go to the store and get more beer. That's tough. It's tough all over.
First world problems.
Exactly. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Kendall.
I am really happy I'm here to be a part of this.
Yay! Reverend Mark, thank you for being here.
Me too. This is a celebration of life.
Good old boy Sparky.
And beer. And I'm glad to be here too.
Good old boy Dave.
I'm glad all these fools are here at the table with us, except this guy.
What? And good old boy Timmy. Hello.
Hello. I'm glad to be around good beer, good people, and Dave.
Timmy. Tim.
Well, today's episode is a bottle share, but it's more than that. On October 4th, 2022, we lost a very dear friend and member of the Sips, Suds, and Smokes family, David Cornelius Caperton III, a.k.a. Good Old Boy Caperton, passed away suddenly and left a big hole in all of our lives.
There are very few people in the world who are more passionate about Saisons. Good Old Boy Caperton drank them and brewed them. He was a champion for the ones he liked and a pretty harsh critic of the ones he didn't.
So today, just like any group of beer nerds would, we have each brought a beer that either we think Caperton would have liked, we know he liked, or one that reminds us of him. We'll also hear from a couple of the good old boys who couldn't join us today. And we'll also share some good old boy Caperton stories as we go along. Good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Thank you. Okay, so to start things off, let's start with Reverend Mark. What did you bring today?
I brought something very fresh, and supposedly because of that, it's seasonal, which is what Saison translates as, seasonal.
Nice.
Yeah, and so it is the Yazoo's anniversary birthday Saison. Hmm. It is a collaborative that they have done with Perennial. And the malts came from local, or I guess regional, maltster Riverbend, and so it's put together with Pilsner, Vienna, and rye malts. And the reason I chose this, well, there are several good reasons, but as we think about our dear friend Caperton, this is a collaboration. And, you know, for me at least, as I, you know, got to know Caperton over the years, there are a lot of things that we shared with each other. He was a very special person on different levels. Some of our life journeys were very similar. But as we would talk about saisons, what are you going to brew next? What's your going to be in your grist? So forth and so on. We were kind of collaborating. And I think, you know, this is one style where, you know, that is kind of the way, you know, sort of the boundaries are not all that tight on what these beers are comprised of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this kind of is symbolic in a way of what saisons are about historically and kind of the, I don't know, the collaborative spirit that I always felt with our dear brother.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. And also, he spent so much time in St. Louis that I feel that this is very appropriate because he spent a lot of time at Yazoo and he would talk about St. Louis all the time.
And plus, I met my wife at Yazoo.
So, there we go.
And there's that.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you guys think of this beer? Kendall, what do you think about it?
It's a nice little Saison. I would call it a gateway Saison.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a lot of those intense flavors you get from some of them.
Yeah.
But it's one that I think any beer drinker would enjoy. So it's really approachable and it's easy drinking and a good introduction to what Saison is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, historically, Saisons were very, you know, of course, they were brewed more in the later fall, winter, and then kept over until the summer.
For the farmhands.
And for the farmhands. Yeah. So they really were kind of table beers, and they were kind of like the Belgian equivalent of just a pale ale. And so, you know, I think, you know, in that way, this is kind of within the style parameters of what we're, you know, speaking about. Of course, we will be getting into other interpretations, which are going to be far more incredible, but this is the
there's no ABV on this can, but it almost, I would call it a petite saison. It feels very low ABV,
very very much
right.
so
right.
yeah sub five I would
like, oh yeah like it was, right. feels yeah. like it.
This would be a great gateway saison for, you know, like a Nashorette on a party bus. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very crushable though.
Then we just fooled them into drinking a Saison. Aha, take that.
Easily drink a few of these.
You just drink a real beer.
So actually, this is 5.5% ABV.
Wow. A little bigger than I thought.
Yep. And it says a classic French Saison ale in collab with their friends from Perennial Artisan Ales, brewed with Pilsner Vienna and rye malts from Riverbend with a special yeast from Escarpment Labs and dry hopped with New Zealand hops.
Hmm.
Well, that's the problem. It's French.
Yeah. It's interesting that they use the New Zealand hops on it. You know, that's kind of an interesting turn. But it's still a nice beer. It's very, I'm not always a huge Saison fan. I think sometimes to Mark's earlier point, I think they get a little more, you know, out there. But I think this is one that even if you are not traditionally a Saison fan, it's still kind of even keeled enough that you can really enjoy it. Yeah.
And I love that it's in a 12-ounce can. So, I mean, this could be the perfect lawnmower Saison.
Saison in a can, dude.
That's not what you normally run into.
Which I think Caberton would have really liked.
Yeah.
You know,
pop
and, you know, another whole thing we could get into, but I'm sure we don't have time for, is that, you know, a Saison is a farmhouse ale, but not all farmhouse ales are Saisons.
True.
True.
Wow. You know.
That just, you just blew everyone's mind.
No, but yeah, you're so right. And to me, this is so of what Caperton.
He could take these camping. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I could see him, you know, that like most of us would have a lager, a pale ale, or, you know, something else to bring to the campsite.
No, he'd be bringing this.
Yeah. You know,
100%.
He'd totally be bringing this. So what shall we rate the birthday Saison from Yazoo?
I'll give it a...
Yeah, it's a really nice four. Thank you so much for bringing this, Reverend Mark.
Delighted.
It's beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Okay. Moving on to our next one. How about we go with good old boy Sparky?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks. So what I brought is I think it's actually a beer that Caperton brought. It's Barrique's Petite Sipper. And I think he had a very special place in his heart for Barrique and all the amazing things they're doing there. And I'll tell you with Caperton, I think, you know, just one thing about him is, I think his, first of all, just loved having a conversation with him because he was just, you know, such a deep guy.
Yeah.
And really, you know, his hatred of kudzu was only matched by his hatred for Nazis. And it was always nice having discussions with him.
That's right. On Caperton that versus the alt-right was...
It was always a good time, man. Like, good Lord, he was... never want to get in a fight with that guy because you're going to lose, like, probably physically. I mean, I'm a wee lad.
He could have a little intimidating.
Well, I think he would beat you physically, but also intellectually, he could really.
No question, you know, about it.
He knew his stuff, you know.
So, yeah, but just a wonderful friend to have. And, like, you know, like at any beer festival and. Tim, it seems like I bump in the two of you guys like randomly.
Yeah. We definitely tag teamed a lot of beer festivals together. He was always like one of the first people to buy tickets, and I would always be the person that didn't buy the tickets. And then when it approached and I couldn't find a free ticket, I'd be like, "Hey, any chance you got a ticket?"
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Come on. Come join me. And then, you know, he was the easiest person to find at a beer festival.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's like up here. Yeah. Yeah, for a short line. Guys. Yeah.
Yeah. He was what? 6'4" or 6'5"? I think 6'5".
Yeah. Had to be. Big
guy. But he always wore those huge platform guar boots that would always notice.
Yeah. Hey. He had a special look. Just look for Martins.
Look for the big beard, you know, and everything. Yeah.
But I guess the last thing I say is just like, it was always just like whenever I go to a brewery or anything like that, oh, Caperton's here. This is great. It doesn't matter what happens today. Like, oh, he's here. This is going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. There will be some opinions.
Yes. Exactly. Like when you say what's up, it's not like a rhetorical question. He's like, well, don't have to tell you.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back with more musings on beer and Caperton in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a special episode as we pay homage to our dearly beloved good old boy Caperton. And good old boy Sparky brought the Petite Sipper from Barrique Brewing and Blending here in our backyard in Nashville. It's a 3%, I count it, 3% ABV farmhouse ale / Saison.
Wow.
It's their sour table Saison re-fermented with Tennessee-grown watermelons.
Oh.
So sweet watermelon juice is balanced with a touch of cucumber flavor from the watermelon rind that they use in this beer. The Saison is more on the gentle side with a light to moderate acidity.
This is delicious.
It is beautiful. And watermelon can go so wrong in a beer.
Oh, the worst.
But when it's done well, I still think about the one we had out of Colorado.
Yes. From that
brewery, you know, the one in Colorado.
Dave, what? Your favorite brewery in Colorado.
Trinity.
The one that did the watermelon.
Trinity.
No, the one that did the watermelon.
Pipeworks?
Black Project?
No. Watermelon no. Dorado?
I can see it. It's the Scully. It's the Scully series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts with a P.
Paradox.
Paradox. Paradox. Yeah. Yes.
That was the best watermelon beer I've ever had. But then this one.
Yeah, and also, sorry, there was one from
Haw River.
Yeah, from Haw River and
Rind.
Yes,
yeah. Which we had with Caperton.
Yes, we did
at the festival
State of Origin.
By Fonte Flora Festival. Yeah,
and the watermelon in this is so flavorful.
It is
just it tastes like watermelon. It's not fake at all.
Yeah, it's not like that candy awful Jolly Rancher watermelon grossness.
And I would have never thought of it. Watermelon and a Saison, but it works really well.
It does. And I totally am picking up on the cucumber piece, which also just like really locks mm-hmm. it all in.
I like this.
Yeah. And good old boy Mike likes it. So
it's got
to
be good.
Winner. It's yeah. a winner. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but the moment that I tasted this watermelon, it just brought me back to the state of origin because I think we went back to that place like four or five times.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For that watermelon. And it was rindy too. In fact, it might have even said rindy.
Well, when we went to
the name of the beer.
And we saw the Paradox beer. Reverend Mark found it first, and like once we all got in line, we kept going back and back.
Oh yeah,
back through that line.
And even and even Mike was like behind the counter.
Yeah, he was like talking.
You know, as
how
only
many,
Mike
how many
could
pounds
do.
Of watermelon did you put in this?
Oh, and
yeah.
Oh yeah, he was blown away. And then we were trying to like go to every package shop we could.
Yeah, just to find
to grab some.
Yeah, and then remember we were in Colorado. Like we were. Outside of Denver when we found it. It was just random.
Yep.
And the guy's like, oh yeah, they've all been here.
Yeah, everybody's
I don't know
been,
why. It's like tucked in the back.
People have been picking through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yes. it's friggin' awesome.
Such a delightful beer. And 3%?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's like...
No.
It's pretty much a...
How do you get this much flavor in 3%?
That's right. Crazy.
Exactly.
So oh, yeah. Good. This is absolutely stunning.
It's not too sour.
No, it's a nice balance. Just, like
yeah, tart, but yeah.
You know, and I think Dave would have been happy too, just because he was always like a homer, like a home fan, right? Of our local guys
yeah.
that didn't
when
suck.
They got it right, he would cheer him on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely.
Yeah. yeah, and he was a fan of Joel.
Oh, for sure.
Like from absolutely. The beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah. And the Yazoo beer that Reverend Mark brought. I mean, same thing like Sparky said about cheering on the locals when they do great things and things like that. Like he was a big, you know, he's
calling them out when they suck.
Well, I was gonna say,
also,
he'd wear them out on the other side, though.
But,
yeah,
you know, but then that made his like positive opinions more valid, and you know, he's not just blowing smoke up
right.
your butt, you
right.
know. Like,
that's a great point.
He would let you know, and so I do remember going to Yazoo there with him a lot, the old tap room, and when he was when the Embrace the Funk stuff started going, he'd join the clubs and the mug clubs,
yeah.
And, I think he had mugs places he wouldn't really even go that much, but he's like, oh, they started a mug club that I want some money, so I'll give him some cash.
Hook him up, yeah. I just remember, like, every other time he would come here to record, it'd be a story about some Facebook battle.
Oh my God. Every time.
Yeah, man. Some of those were just, like, absolutely brutal. And, yeah, do not want to go head-to-head against him.
Dude, for real, man.
Yeah, for real. Well, okay, so what shall we rate the Petite Sipper from Barrique? Yeah. This one is a resounding 5. This is beautiful. Good old boy, Sparky. Thank you so much for bringing this. Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to good old boy Kendall. What did you bring, good old boy Kendall?
Well, I went and checked my beer fridge and cellar first. And surprisingly, I did not have any Saisons. That's probably because I don't sit on them. I drink them. So
well, that's probably good it's you don't sit on. That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I stopped by one of my favorite stores here in town to pick up that has a good beer selection. And, you know, I just, I was looking for something classy. So when I think Saison, there's really only one beer that ever comes to mind. So
sure.
I saw it. They had it in a small 12-ounce bottles
Really?
In a four pack, which I almost picked up. And then I saw the big boy, the Cork and Cage Saison DuPont.
Yeah. Mm.
And you really can't talk about Saison without talking about Saison DuPont. It is really the prototype. I feel like it is Saison. Every other Saison is trying to be Saison DuPont, at least in America. And I've actually heard brewers say, yeah, our model for this beer was Saison DuPont. We're just trying to do that one. And it's just a fantastic classic. And I don't know if I really talked at length to Caperton about this beer, but I'm guessing he liked it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but people trying to replicate this, it's like you start painting and you want to paint the Mona Lisa. Like,
right.
Yeah. Good, you know, good try.
Yeah.
Go for it. Pat on the head.
Go for it. Good job, young lad.
It's just a beautiful Saison. It's always going to probably be my favorite. If I'm in a mood for Saison and I'm in a, you know, a beer store and there's 5-6 on the shelf, but there's this one, I'm probably going for this one because I know what I'm going to get.
It's a safe bet.
It's a safe bet, and it's a fantastic beer. And I can't drink it without thinking about Dave and miss the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've got a good Dave story if we have time for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We do. Do it.
So we talked about earlier about how Dave could be an intimidating presence at a beer fest.
And no.
Well, if you got on the wrong side of Dave, and this is what's funny, is my first real experience with Dave was at the very first Funk Fest, and I think I accidentally cut in line in front of him.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, and I remember Dave looking down at me, and I'm 6'2", so I found Dave a very striking presence. He was much bigger than I am. He looked down at me and gave me a side eye and said, oh, so that's how it is now. I think this was like, I don't know when the first Funk Fest was, 2012, 2013, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
probably. But, you know, to my, I would say in my defense, there weren't really lines at Funk Fest.
No, it was a lot of people.
It was a free-for-all.
But I think I got between Dave and his beer, and he was not happy about it.
Well, that was the important thing right there.
Yeah.
But I still think about that memory. I don't know if we ever really talked about it, because from after that, Dave and I got to be friends, and I love the guy, and he seemed to tolerate me. And I miss him so much, but I still remember my first real close-up experience with Dave was quite scary.
Yeah,
sure.
I think a lot of people would probably say that.
Yeah, don't get between Dave and his beer.
Yeah.
Right.
No, definitely not.
Right. So for those of you that don't know what we are talking about in terms of the beer, this is Saison DuPont from Belgium. This is a 6.5% ABV Saison. It is a world classic beer and the yardstick for one of Belgium's most important beer styles, which, yes, I could say that. It is the most admired and imitated Saison in the world. A strong vital yeast is key to full attenuation and thus to the style. Saison DuPont is straw colored with a dense creamy head.
Yes,
we can totally attest to that. The nose is alive, like fresh baked bread, estery with citrus and spice notes, full-bodied and malty. It sparkles on the palate and finishes with a zesty hop and citrus attack.
I think those citrus notes are what really jump out at this. Like, beyond all other Saisons, this one, it's so lemony and like bright and fresh.
But it's earthy and it's bready and it's got so much going on with it.
Yeah.
It's such a complex beer.
Yeah. Mm. And there's a little creaminess in there too. And it's like, just, and no matter if you drink it cold, if you drink it warm, it's just so layered, you know? And to me, it's a lot more than a 6.5%. It's just huge, you know, in flavor.
Superb beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think more than a lot of styles, Saison can mean so many things.
That's true.
True.
And and even here at the table, we have sour Saisons, which in my mind are a whole new ballgame. And I kind of struggle to call those Saisons, to be honest, because you don't get that yeast-driven character. But, you know, whatever. That's just me on my high horse pulling a Caperton. But what's crazy is even all the different, you know, Belgian and French and different yeast strains that you can get and how varied the flavors can be. when someone says Saison, like Saison DuPont flavor is what pops in your mind, right? Or in your mouth,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like automatically.
That whole like profile.
And even though you did point out it's yeast driven, and that's what most people think, but this has a wonderful bready malt, you know, backbone holding it up.
Absolutely.
Well, there's very few beers that when you say a style, there's one beer that you think
comes
of,
to mind.
You know, like, you know, when you say like Pilsner, it's Pilsner or Kale. You know, that's what you think of. Or, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, like a stout. I mean, Irish stout, you're going to think of Guinness or whatever. But
what about a raspberry slushy ice beer?
Actually, I would say,
Dave's going to review that.
Yes.
It's his favorite.
That's one of good old boy Mike's favorite beers.
Oh, it is.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And would you know what is ridiculous in all this is if you were to have said that, good old boy Caperton could tell you who made one of the best raspberry slushies.
Yeah, he was an early adopter.
He loved slushy beers.
Slushy beers, yes. Yeah. It was
beer
weird.
Slushies was... Well,
slushies and Saisons.
That was his two things.
It just doesn't even add up.
You know?
There were things that he would like that you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, you're
really?
Into that?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you screwing with me? No, you're serious,
so
right?
You are really into anime. Yeah,
because we got him a t-shirt.
We did. We got, I mean,
in
like...
Durham, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So that. When he would go to, like, after we surprised him by getting him that. Yeah. And then it seemed like every fest he went to afterwards, he was sporting that shirt.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny to see this big, tall
biker-looking dude.
Right. Yeah. Biker dude.
Bearded,
who had a thing for slushies.
Yeah.
I think he wanted people to come at him with their hot slushy takes, and he was ready.
Yeah,
to,
sure.
Ready to start that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Start that slushy war.
He'll put you down.
Oh, he could. I mean, his verbal punches
were
strong. Extraordinary.
He had the wit, man.
He did.
Oh, yeah, just like cutting amazing wit, too. And, you know, like, I don't know, like, I feel like his, you know, the last couple of years, you know, of course, his lovely wife, Courtney, you know, passed away from cancer after a long battle, and God, she was such a badass attorney. And then, you know, his dog Laddie, and just like, man, he had, it's kind of a sad,
he was taking the hits.
Yeah, he was taking the hits, man.
He was, but he like never,
he kept going.
He kept going, man, and just finding new like loves and passions and stuff. And it's a lot to carry around and not really let it.
And almost always had a smile on his face, and a great, great smile. Yeah.
Oh, or a scowl if you cut in line, you jerk face.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's going to be, huh?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, totally.
That's how you want it. Let's go. Right.
I was a little scared.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so would you think that, I mean, with this being the reference standard of Saisons, I think at some point he tried to brew just like this. Because I remember tasting one or two of his Saisons that were a bit on the citrusy side of things.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was always kind of going for that ultimate Saison recipe, I feel like.
Yeah, it was always evolving.
And he wouldn't always let you try his stuff.
No, I had like one of his beers ever. I don't... Yeah.
I had two, but I had to beg. And I begged hard.
For you, I'm sure.
And I think there was, and I think there was a trade of like records at the time. Vinyl.
Maybe the slushy t-shirt.
Yeah. Maybe that put it over the edge. I don't know. But I just remember there being a citrusy one. So, you know, he also tinkered with like some herbaliness too.
Yeah. Well, I remember for a while he was really into trying to do some like tea beers, which
and
I was
like
into
a tea
for a while. Yeah. And so he would just kind of find some pretty creative outlets and sort of go down the rabbit hole on them. I remember, I think Saison DuPont, I think this is the one, like it mentions even the yeast, like fully attenuating. I feel like this is one that needs something else to like finish it out. Like the yeast is, it's pretty well known for stalling like in the middle of fermentation. I feel like I remember him struggling with that sometimes too. And
you just gotta shake the crap out of it.
Yeah, like a new, I think like add Brett towards the, no,
I thought he had mentioned something about like adding a little champagne yeast at the end to jump start it.
It was some
again,
other thing
right?
to finish it off. For sure. That makes a lot more
interesting.
Sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I just like, it blew me away. I'm like, why would you add that? like, you don't want it dry, dry. But he's like, well, you got to get it going again. And I was like,
well, if you add just a little bit, though, if it pops
well,
it off.
Well, he wouldn't add like a full pack, you know. And I remember him saying that he was tinkering with the recipe. But anyways, okay, so in the grand scheme of things, if we were to rate this,
it's a one.
Yeah, it's like number one in our hearts.
Give it